जय गोपीजनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रजवरनन्दन यशोदानन्दन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी माधव कुंज बिहारी जय उपियन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जयं विष्णुपाद परमंश परिवृचाचार्य अष्टोदश श्रीमतिष्ठ डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हर्षिल हरिदास ठाकुर की दाय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरु ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरे నష్ట ప్రాయశ్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 1 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 2 ద చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ బై ద సేజెస్. ధర్మా ప్రోజిత కైతవ అత్ర పరమా నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయ ఉన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్ భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరే ఈశ్వరః సద్య హృది అవరుధ్యతే అత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రుషుభి తక్షణా. ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైతవత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం మతృవస్తు శివదాం తాపోత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరేరీశ్వరః సద్యో హృదయ వృత్యతే త్రకృతిభి శుశ్రుషుభి తక్షణా. ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైతవత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదాం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరేరీశ్వర సద్యో హృదయ అవరుత్యతే అత్ కృతిభి శుశ్రుషుభి తక్షణా. ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైతవత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరేరీశ్వర సద్య హృదయ వృత్యతే అత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రుషుభి తక్షణా. ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైతవత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరేరీశ్వర హృదయావృత్తితే అత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రుషుభి తక్షణా. ధర్మ
प्रोजित कैतवत्र परमो निर्मत्सराणां सताम् वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदां तापत्रयं मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परेरीश्वर सद्योहृदयवृद्धते यत्कृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिः तत्क्षणा धर्मा प्रोजित कैतवत्र परमो निर्मत्सराणां सताम् वेद्यं वास्तवम् अत्र वस्तु शिवदां तापत्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परेरीश्वर सद्यहृदयावृद्यते यत्कृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिः तत्क्षणात्
माताजी
धर्म प्रोजित कैतवत्र परमो निर्मत्सराणां सताम् वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परेरीश्वर सद्योहृदयोरुद्यते यत्कृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिः तत्क्षणा
धर्म रिलिजियसिटी प्रोजिता कंप्लीटली रिजेक्टेड कैतवः कवर्ड बाय फ्री टू इंटेंशंस अत्र हियर इन परम द हाईएस्ट निर्मत्सराणां of the 100% pure in heart, satam devotees, vedyam understandable, vastavam factual, atra herein, vastu substance, shivadam well-being, tapatraya threefold miseries. उन्मूलनम कॉसिंग अप्रूटिंग ऑफ श्रीमद ब्यूटिफुल भागवते द भागवत पुराण महामुनि द ग्रेट सेज व्यासदेव कृते हैविंग कंपाइल्ड किम व्हाट इज वा द नीड परे others, Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, Sadhya, at once, Riddhi, within the heart, Avarudyate, become compact, Atra, herein, Kritibhi, by the pious men, Sushushtubhi, by culture, Tatshanat, without delay. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Puran propounds the highest truth which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam compiled by the great sage Vyasadev in his maturity is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam by this culture of knowledge, The Supreme Lord is established within his heart. Purport, the second part. In the Vedas, the above mentioned four activities are prescribed in the regulative way so that there will not be any undue competition for sense gratification. But Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental to all these sense gratificatory activities. It is purely transcendental literature which can be understood only by the pure devotees of the Lord who are transcendental to competitive sense gratification. In the material world, there is keen competition between animal and animal, man and man, community and community, nation and nation. But the devotees of the Lord rise above such competitions. They do not compete with the materialist because they are on the path back to Godhead, where life is eternal and blissful. Such transcendentalists are non-envious and pure in heart. In the material world, everyone is envious of everyone else, and therefore there is competition. But the transcendental devotees of the Lord are not only free from material envy, but are well-wishers to everyone. And they strive to establish a competitionless society with God in the center. The contemporary socialist conception of a competitionless society is artificial because in the socialist state there is competition for the post of dictator. From the point of view of the Vedas or from the point of view of the common human activities, sense gratification is the basis of material life. There are three paths mentioned in the Vedas. One involves fruitive activities to gain promotion to better planets. Another involves fruitive activities to gain promotion to better planets. And another involves worshipping different demigods for promotion to the planets of demigods. And another involves realizing the absolute truth and its impersonal feature and becoming one with him. The impersonal aspect of the absolute truth is not the highest. Above the impersonal feature is the Paramatma feature, and above this is the personal feature of the absolute truth or Bhagavan. Srimad Bhagavatam gives information about absolute truth in its personal feature. It is higher than impersonalist literatures and higher than the Jnanakanda division of the Vedas. It is even higher than the Karmakanda division and even higher than the Upasanakanda division because it recommends the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. In the Karmakanda, there is competition to reach heavenly planets for better sense gratification. And there is similar competition in the Jnanakanda and the Upasanakanda. The Srimad Bhagavatam is superior to all of this because it aims at the supreme truth, which is the substance or the root of all categories. From Srimad Bhagavatam, one can come to know the substance as well as the categories. The substance is the absolute truth, the Supreme Lord, and all emanations are the relative forms of energy. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade
గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత శ్రాదా కాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వాంచ కల్వతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
రీడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అగైన్ కంప్లీట్లీ రిజెక్టింగ్ ఆల్ రిలీజియస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ విచ్ ఆర్ మటీరియలీ మోటివేటెడ్ దిస్ భాగవత్ పురాణ్ ప్రపౌండ్స్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ట్రూత్ విచ్ ఇస్ అండర్స్టాండబుల్ బై దోస్ డివోటీస్ హు ఆర్ ఫుల్లీ ప్యూర్ ఇన్ హార్ట్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ట్రూత్ ఇస్ రియాలిటీ డిస్టింగ్విష్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇల్యూజన్ ఫర్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సచ్ ట్రూత్ అప్రూవ్స్ ద త్రీ ఫోల్డ్ మిజరీస్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ భాగవతం కంపైల్డ్ బై ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ వ్యాస్ దేవ్ ఇన్ హిస్ మెచ్యూరిటీ ఈజ్ సఫిషియంట్ ఇన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫార్ గాడ్ రియలైజేషన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద నీడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ అదర్ స్క్రిప్చర్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ వన్ అటెంటివ్లీ అండ్ సబ్మిసివ్లీ హియర్స్ ద మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం బై దిస్ కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ విత్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్ హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద సెకండ్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్యాంట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. అండ్ ఇఫ్ యు సీ శిల ప్రభుపాద్ హ్యాస్ గివెన్ వెరీ ఎలాబరేట్ పర్పస్ టు ద ఎర్లియర్ వర్సెస్. దట్ మీన్స్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ అండ్ ఎనర్జీ దట్ శిల ప్రభుపాద్ హ్యాస్ స్పెంట్ ఇన్ టు గివింగ్ ద పర్పస్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ ద ఫస్ట్ క్యాంట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. And to note that the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam was the purpose to this was written by Srila Prabhupada while he was in India preparing for his journey to the West on the instruction of his spiritual master. So this particular verse is speaking about how the different forms of religion, the so-called religion that people follow in this world, anything that falls short of ultimate love for the Supreme Personal Godhead, here it's mentioned it is a kaitava, cheating religion. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a verse which says, Agyana tamere nama kahiye kaitava, dharma artha kama moksha vancha adi sabha. The darkness of ignorance is called kaitava, the way of cheating, which begins with religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation. In this world, people follow what they feel is their dharma. Somebody may perform some pious activities and they say there is dharma. Somebody may perform some little puja here and there and they may say that this is what is dharma. Somebody may perform some religious activities on their own and then say that maybe it's dharma. So everyone follows in their way and they say that is dharma. Why? Srila Prabhupada mentions, for some artha, that means for some economic development, that they follow their so-called dharma. And then after this, once you have economic development, then what do you do with that? you want to enjoy. Kama. And then later on, when you're frustrated with that, then you want to have moksha. Now moksha means what? I don't want to get away, do with any of these things. Let me just, you know, merge into the existence. And that Srila Prabhupada mentions is the last snare of Maya. It's the last snare of Maya. It says that if anybody comes to this conclusion that I want to merge in existence, that means you are actually decrying the existence of Supreme Lord. In the Chaitanya, again this verse comes, Tara madhe moksha vancha kaitava pradhana yaya hete krishna bhakti haya antardhana. He says the foremost process of cheating is to desire to achieve liberation by merging into Supreme. For this causes the permanent disappearance of the loving service for Krishna. So, a nature of a jiva is to eternally serve the Supreme Lord. But unfortunately, by coming into this material world and trying to enjoy this material world through his senses or her senses, you know, ultimately getting frustrated and want to just completely, you know, merge into the existence. That means you don't want to even accept that there is some existence of yours. You want to merge. You want to just somehow, then like someone, you know, who doesn't want to face the reality, just closes eyes. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of an ostrich. That, you know, when there's danger, he just puts his head in the ground. Thinks that, you know, everything is okay. But here, you know, when you are not able to face, then you feel that, you know, what should I do? I just merge into existence. That's all, finished. But that's not the thing. Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, this desire to merge into impulse of Brahman is the subtlest step of atheism. Subtlest step of atheism. Can you imagine? That means merging existence means, that means you don't accept the form of the Lord. You don't accept that the Lord exists. It is said that this, as soon as such atheism, disguised in the dress of liberation, is encouraged, one becomes completely unable to traverse the path of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when this arises in your heart, then the natural inclination, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabune Shravanadi Siddha Chite Karaya Udaya. That natural inclination to serve the Supreme Lord, that completely goes off from my heart and there's no way out for you. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that is the last snare of Maya. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha. You know, you want to attain liberation, and Prabhupada says that's the end of a living entity's, you know, endeavor to somehow, or the last chance for him to take shelter of the Lord. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. What actually is dharma? Sanatan dharma is nothing but, you know, which will bring us closer to the Lord, closer to his loving service. And whatever the Lord, you know, dharmam sakshat bhagavat pranitam, whatever the Lord, you know, enacts the laws in this world, that is what is dharma. So whatever the laws are being set by the Lord and what we follow, if we follow that, then that is dharma. That is sanatan dharma, we call it as. And that's the reason in the Srimad Bhagavatam, two important points are to be noted here. That, you know, it is being written by Vyasadeva in his maturity. That means after compiling all the Vedas, the Puranas, then later on he comes out with this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is pure amala. And secondly, it is said that understandable those devotees who are fully pure in heart. So the audience who hears had to be fully pure in heart, and it's spoken by Vyasadeva, who has given this literature in his maturity. So it is mentioned that, you know, this particular Bhagavatam, when it's written, it just kicks out all the so-called religion. Dharma proja ita kaitavatra. You know, prakrishti rupena ujjita. You know, completely rejecting all the so-called dharmas and establishes in our heart that loving service to the Supreme Lord. When you read through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, that particular thing arises from within heart, loving service. Savai pumsam paro dharma yato bhakti adoksha jaye ahaituki apratyata yayatma supasiddhate. That is the paro dharma. So a living entity's paro dharma is what? Ahaituki apratyata yenatma supasiddhate. It is said that this is what is first class religion, which teaches one to surrender to the Lord. He says that is religion. And Prabhupada mentions, otherwise everything else is cheating religion. You know, now what do you actually mean by cheating religion? Again, our dear God brother Chaitanya Lila Prabhu, some few months back, gave a very wonderful class on the different aspects of dharma, the so-called dharma, the deviations into this dharma. Shripad Narad Muni in the 7th canto, he, you know, instructs Yudhishthira Maharaj. And this verse he quotes, Vidharma paradharmascha abhasa upama chalaha adharma shaka panchama dharmogya dharmavat tyajet. So these are the five types of so-called dharma, which is not actually dharma, but it appears like to be a dharma. So very nicely analyzes this, what is vidharma? He says vidharma is nothing but, you know, some argumentative philosophies that make one understand that yatomat tatopat. Aapka bhi sahi hai, mera bhi sahi hai. Aap jo kar rahe ho, wo bhi sahi hai, main bhi kar raha hu, wo bhi sahi hai. You know, everything is fine. And the whole world is revolving around this principle. That, you know, I'm okay, your philosophy is okay, my philosophy is okay. You know, let's move forward together. This is what is, you know, a vidharma. I'm just cutting it short. But then, just want to understand that how this dharma is being interpreted by people. Then paro dharma is mentioning that, you know, how the religious principles that are appearing to be bona fide, but they cannot be implemented. It appears to be alright, you know, it appears that kya sahi bol raha hai. Lekin cannot be implemented also, you know. So he gave a very nice example. He said that, like, you know, how the false Babajis, they promise to reveal your Swarupa, you know. Or during Srila Prabhupada's time, the Gopi Bhava Club. So, yes, there is a Gopi Bhava, but then you are not in that mature state to understand that, and you want to become, you know, a Gopi, you know. You want to dance like a peacock, thinking that you are a peacock in the spiritual world. But you have so many anarthas in your heart, how can you do that? You know, it may, yes, it may be bona fide, but it's not being practiced, or you cannot practice also. And there is upadharma, there is, you know, they say that advertising oneself as a follower of dharma while rejecting the Vedas. You know, aapko lag raha hai ki aap follow kar rahe, but you are rejecting the Vedas completely, like, you know, in the Kumbh Mela, there are so many people coming, you know, propagating different things. They put ashes on the body, think that they are now, you know, some spiritualist. But no foundation, nothing. You know, there is upadharma. Chala dharma is what, you know, the fourth one. That is very dangerous. Misinterpreting the Vedas. You know. Oh, it's not the Krishna, what Krishna is talking about in Bhagavad Gita, but it's someone within, you know, like completely misinterpreting the entire Bhagavad Gita. That's the reason why Prabhupada went to the West. He came out with this Bhagavad Gita as it is. Jashi aye tashi. Yatha rup. You know. So Prabhupada actually propagated this. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. Without any interpretation. As it is. But there are so many other commentaries on Bhagavad Gita where each one has his own ways of interpreting. That is chala. And the last is abhasa dharma. Abhasa dharma means kisi ko pakad ke usko bhagwan bana diya. You know, abhas ho gaya. Like, I still remember you spoke about Santoshi Mata. I still remember this movie went on for many weeks, Jai Santoshi Ma. But in the Shastra, there is no mention about this. That's okay, forget about it. You know, You just give Lord Ganesh a cricket bat. Probably Ganesh also may be wondering, no, what am I doing here? He himself may be confused. Identity crisis in this material world. You know, means the point is, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, somebody who has a particular personality, you change that personality because you want to do it. Because you want to do it. And then you push this to others and say that, you know, this is what is the right thing. So these are the five types of deviations which Narad Muni speaks to Yudhishthira Maharaj in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam. And he elaborates those principles. But what does Srimad Bhagavatam say? Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Srimad Bhagavatam ishyate tad dasamrita tattasya nanyatsat ratipachit. Srimad Bhagavatam is accepted as the essence of all Vedic literature and Vedanta philosophy. It is a crest jewel of all Vedic literatures. You know, it's a crest jewel. Now, this is very important for us to understand. You know, crest jewels of all Vedic literatures, what? Like if you have Radha Gopinath having a turban, and on a turban there is a stone on top of it. The stone cannot stand on its own. The stone has to be on the turban or on something. So when you're talking about crest jewel, all Vedic literature, the Vedic literatures are not to be thrown out or they cannot be rejected. It's a crest jewel means it's a jewel which illuminates the essence of all the Vedic scriptures. Illuminates whatever you need to know from the Vedic literatures, they all are there in Srimad Bhagavatam. But it's given to us in a way which is in a very sweet way. The only thing is that it has to be heard from someone who is also living that. You know, a person Bhagavatam and a book Bhagavatam. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching to Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, he was a Mayavadi, but when he was preaching to him, in the end, he mentioned to him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swarupa Sri Bhagavata Tate Veda Shastra Haite Paramabha. Srimad Bhagavatam gives direct information mellow derived from service to Krishna. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is above all Vedic literatures. Atayeva Bhagavata Karha Vichara Iha Haite Pabe Sutra Shutira Artha Sara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Prakashan Saraswati, study Srimad Bhagavatam very scrutinously, then you will understand the actual meaning of the Brahma Sutra. So what is needed is to study scrutinously Srimad Bhagavatam. Nirantara Tara Krishna Nama Sankirtana Hetaya Mukti Helaya Mukti Pabe Premadhana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued and spoke to Prakashan Saraswati Thakur that always discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and constantly chant the holy name of Krishna. In this way, you will be able to attain liberation very easily and you will be elevated to the enjoyment of love of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the propagator of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, he is none other than Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani in this world, in Kali Yuga, giving us this particular knowledge and a very easy way for us to practice Krishna Bhakti. Aradyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tad Dhamma Vrindavana Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Prema Pumartaman Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradara Naparaha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propagated this. Aradya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas, whom we should worship. Worship Lord Krishna. Aradya Bhagavan. Who? Which one? Vrajesha Tanaya. Vrajesha means Nanda Maharaj, the king of Vraja. His darling, and that's none other than Krishna. Tad Dhamma Vrindavana, whose place, you know, is nothing but none other than Vrindavan Dham. Tad Dhamma Vrindavana. Ramya Kajit Upasana Vrajavadu. The topmost worshippers, none other than the gopis. You know? Krishna is so much indebted to them, he says that I cannot give you anything. You will be satisfied with what you have. That's their level of, devotion. Ramya kachit upasana vrajvadu vargena vakalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Mamalam. So of all the Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Bhagavatam which is the, Purana, Amala, Prema Pumartaman, law for Krishna. And who says Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradara Napara. So very, wonderful thing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propagates here. Very interesting to note that, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, whenever you write a book, you give an introduction about what the book will contain about. But if you see, the introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, only first three pages, Srila Prabhupada just speaks about the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the next 38 pages, he speaks about life and sketch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can you imagine? That means, just imagine, you give a book to someone, Srimad Bhagavatam, and says, this is Bhagavatam, and that person starts reading from introduction, and he just directly gets into the life sketch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom he has not even heard about it. We have heard, okay, but then you give this to a new person, and that person suddenly starts to read the Bhagavatam introduction. He says, what's happening here? Third page, from the third page onwards it starts. Life and sketch. And then Prabhupada mentions here, only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why he gives a full sketch till the end. Till the end, giving the Shikshastakam verses, and this is what it is, So the person, before he even starts reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he already has understood the entire life and his teachings, life and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he gets into the first chapter. Agar aap aise karoge, then the first chapter, you will definitely have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will understand what the verses actually mean. But the greatest gift of Srila Prabhupada is the purports. The purports, give us that understanding about what Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us. Otherwise, Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned that, one has to go through a system. He said that first you read Bhagavad Gita, which is like a undergraduate study. Then you read Bhagavatam, graduate study, and then you go on to Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the postgraduate study. But Srila Prabhupada, at the same time, he gave us the purports to Bhagavatam, so that when we read the purports, we read the verses with the purports of Srila Prabhupada, we can understand what this Bhagavatam is giving us. That's Srila Prabhupada's greatest gift to all of us. Otherwise, very difficult for us to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. We may just as otherwise, take something out of context and then, propagate that. I still remember 25 years back, I made a biggest mistake in my life. Maybe most of us. When we started reading Bhagavatam, we thought that we are pure devotees. We cut off all the relations with our members, family members, and said, no, only Krishna amare pita hai. There are some devotees who told their mother and father which konse jane ke mata pita. You hear from Chitraketus, where the son says which mother, father. So, and then you think that you are so pure that, you think that which mata pita, not acknowledging the existence of your parents who have given you birth, which mata pita. Cut off all relations with our people, most of us, we did that. Not that we were taught like this, but we understood like that. We accepted it used to be led like this. But now over a period of years, we understood what mistake we have done. Right? I'll give you my example. I have time. I give my example, how I understand this. I wanted to become an engineer, to be very frank with you. My goal was to be to join UDCT, the topmost university for chemical engineering. That was my goal. I wanted to be that. I wanted to do that. I never got less than 99 in maths in my college. Biology was, you know, in my shelf for 12th standard. You know, I opened my biology book. I did not open the biology book. I only read the 21 most likely question sets by Navneet. Because that time what was happening is that time now you would only have to get physics, chemistry, maths. Uska average, aggregate. This I am talking about 30 years back, 1981. Physics, chemistry, maths, out of 300, you see how much marks you get and then you get into your engineering college. And as far as bio is concerned, you know, just pass. 40-45 mila to bhi chalega, no problem. Because that time, no, this was not there, aggregate, nothing. You just have to enter into with this. So what I did, I only read the 21 most likely question sets just 10 days before the exam. I said I had to only pass. But as luck would be, all the questions which were asked in the exam was from the 21 most likely questions. And I got more than some other maths. I don't know what happened. Maybe some supplement had got missed or not, because I fared well. I expected 100 out of 100 in maths. I thought, kam hoga to, 2-3 mark kam hoga to, 90-97 hoga. I got something like 79. That smashed all my hopes of becoming an engineer. But I got 81 in bio. So my mother said, we cannot afford to pay you a capitation fee and take you to or get you into any of the engineering college. If you want, you do whatever you feel is appropriate. So I was doing my BSc. I applied in dental. And my father's friend, good friend, told him that you put him in dental, it is going to have a good scope in the future. So somehow the my father's friend convinced me to join this. I said, fine. I just joined the college because I was told that it is going to, you know, help you in the future. I was thinking, what to do with this 32 teeth? What are you going to spend 4 years on this 32 teeth, you know? And to be very frank with you, bio I never studied. I didn't know exactly what's happening. I was in anatomy dissection room, the first my class in the anatomy dissection room, you know, and I saw a dead body lying on the table, and then, you know, somebody's cutting the, you know, skull. All this was something new to me. And there was one Dr. Bhute who used to come from JJ College. And, you know, whenever you give a class now, you would be always be like, you know, as if he's in deep trance meditation, he'll just give a class like this. Close his eyes and, you know, you answer also, you know, and he'll just, So what happened, during one of the practical session, he gave me lever to my hand. He says, Shanbhag, tell me what is the weight of this? So I said, I said 5 kgs. You know, mujhe kuch pata hi nahi vajan ka kya hai, you know. Liver is only about 200-300 grams. 5 kgs. Suddenly, he got up. And he said, Shanbhag, mala vatta tumhi sansarala lagle nahi vatta. But why I'm saying this, because I was miserable. I was thinking whether I should go back again and do my BSc or should I continue on. But then my friends, the 2 or 3 well-wishers, they told me, Shanbhag, you can do it. The first exam I got 0 in my I said, now if I have to continue like this, I have to study. Then I really went to my basics. You know, then I went to my basics and then started reading what is what. And somehow or the other, by Krishna's arrangement, of course that time I was not saying Krishna's arrangement, but luck at Bull, I passed my first year. Somehow I passed. And good that I had some good skill work, so I could get some attachment or attraction to doing something regarding dental. But why I am speaking about this is that, you know, 21 most likely question sets is for like a Srimad Bhagavatam. I had not gone through the basics, you know, and I was miserable over there. So what I had to do, I had to go back and go to my basics. Understand what I am supposed to read. And then afterwards, I was able to come in sync with what is being taught. Otherwise, for me, like everything was Greek and Latin. Because I am the person who wanted to go into engineering. And somebody, you know, wants to go for engineering. Suddenly, he hears all, you know, veins and arteries and brain and liver. Which I did not want to also. You know, but then I made an effort. I really did an effort. And because of that, I could somehow or other pass through. So Srimad Bhagavatam is like the 21 most likely question sets. Parikshit Maharaj, at the fag end of his life, you know, you can't, Sukhdev Goswami cannot teach him, tell him about Vedic literatures, Vedas, Puranas, you know, the Itihasas. So Sukhdev Goswami had to tell Parikshit Maharaj what is required for him now that is going to leave his body. Nazdik aa raha hai, within 7 days he is going to leave his body. So what is it very important for him to know? He is giving him. And Parikshit Maharaj is also eagerly hearing. Just like I also studied well, I studied the 21 most likely studies. I sincerely padhai kya, pura ratta mar diya tha, utna hi kiya tha. That was what was done. Another example I'll give you. You know, my daughter is appearing for her medical entrance. 2 years of hard work. No time to do any extracurricular activities also. 2 years of hard work means pura nichod ke rakha hai. You know, from the, like, they are expected to learn, they are expected to know everything from the first page to the last page of physics, chemistry, biology, right? And after these 2 years, now they have only what is called as test series. And in the test series, they are being judged as to how much you have understood. So this test series are nothing but like Srimad Bhagavatam. You already studied everything. When you study everything, then you know and you can appreciate what the test is. You can actually appear for those test series. At the same time, there are many students who are only appearing for test series. They are studying on their own and they join the classes just so that they can give the test series so that they will know where they are or what position they are in. You know? So that test series you can give only when you have gone through the stuff, the syllabus nicely. Right? So this is very important for us to understand. So when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot disregard the other aspects. When Krishna is speaking about Varnashram Dharma, Swadharma, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna the basics, you know, like one of our godbrothers mentions that, you know, how Ramayana teaches how to lead. Mahabharata teaches how to live. And Srimad Bhagavatam teaches how to love. You know? So when we read Mahabharata or when we read, you know, Ramayana, the scriptures, they form a platform for us to ultimately come to this particular stage. And Krishna is teaching pure philosophy, you know, the foundation for us. He is instigating Arjuna to fight, do his swadharma. This is what you are supposed to do. Matchita, matgata, prana, bodhanja, prana. You, maam anusmara yuddhacha, fight, remembering me, but you fight. He is asking him to fight over there. So when we are talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, we cannot disregard that principle that, you know, while we are in this material world, we need to also perform our own roles. We cannot disregard that. And Srimad Bhagavatam never teaches that at all. If Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching, then how is it that we hear about Dhruva Maharaj, who is on the highest platform
of love for Krishna, he had a time of leaving the body and going back to spiritual, he remembers his mother. He says, what about my mother? She has actually taught me this, that, this, this, so and so. Remembers the mother. And here we were like, you know, thinking that we are at the highest platform. I say, which mother? This mother or that mother? We are thinking like this. But Srimad Bhagavatam did not teach us like that. Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj was remembering his mother. Prahlad Maharaj, when Hiranyakashipu nursing the asked him, what boons you want? He said, I don't want anything. I'm not a, you know, businessman trying to do business with you. But if you want, remember his father. Yudhishthir Maharaj, Narad Muni, 7th canto, Narad Muni gives a, you know, instruction to him. Ideal family life is one chapter. Ki what you are supposed to do, how you are supposed to take care of the family members, how you are supposed to take care of the relatives. If that is not the part of Srimad Bhagavatam, how it will come in the page of Srimad Bhagavatam? Bhishma Dev gives instruction to Yudhishthira Maharaj in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada gives very elaborate purpose on those things. Ki what a householder has to do. So one need to understand that, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is a goal, but at the same time, simultaneously, we also perform our prescribed duties. Just like, I know that I have to drive my car, and I know that I have to go from here to Pune. That Pune is my goal. I will reach Pune, but while reaching Pune, I need to also take care of so many things. That the tires are filled, petrol is there in the car, all the things are in order, I know the proper route. All those things are necessary, but though my goal is to just go to Pune, but still I will be taking care of all the things around when I am going to drive. So similarly, my goal is to love Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam gives that, but while giving that, we also need to understand that we need to be aware, we need to be sensitive about what things around. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he is propagating Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam, Prema Pumarto Mahan. But what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? He performed Shraddha for his father. He went to Gaya also. There he met his spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he tell his mother? Because of his mother only, he just made his residence as in Jagannath Puri. He didn't go to Vrindavan. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but then he said, okay, my mother has requested, so I will stay in Vrindavan. And what did Chaitanya tell mother? Whenever you cook, I will always be there. He was always there whenever Chaitanya Sachimata prepared prasad. And whenever Sachimata prepared, Chaitanya was always there. Always there. He told Shivanand, say, take care of Vasudev. This fellow, this person, he just doesn't know how to take care of his money. See that he just takes care of it. If he was on that platform, he would have said, hey, forget about all these things. This is not necessary for you. Just chant Hare Krishna. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed about the esoteric leelas or the subject matter of Bhagavatam only with few people. When he had a samvad with Ramanand Rai, he didn't do it in front of hundreds of people. Because others were like, you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Ramanand Rai, there are so many others who were around, they were bewildered. How is this that this sannyasi is, embracing someone who is of not of that caste? So in seclusion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, you know, samvad with Ramanand Rai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Prakashan Saraswati separately. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya separately. He didn't speak in the big assembly. Okay, now tell me, what is this? Atma Ramacha Munaya Nirganta Apyur Karma. Tell me about this meaning. You know? And then he gave some time meanings of this. And Chaitanya gave about another 20 meanings. We did not touch any of this interpretation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So that was a samvad which he was having, but that was in seclusion. It was not in public. But when he had to deal with others, he was very careful about how he dealt with people. Advaita Acharya, the great personality who invited Chaitanya, who actually was responsible for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent onto this planet. You know, he performed Shraddha for his, you know, father. And Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions only one instance that happened, but he might have done it every year, no? I suppose. Right? Every year he may have done it. And I think he would have done it also every year. So, the point here that we need to understand is that though Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Puran, you know, the other things also need to be understood. So, it is mentioned that again, the purpose of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, is actually which brings us to that ground reality of what is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada in his personal life also, though he may say that you are not a body, you are a soul, but when somebody came forward and he had a problem in his leg, he asked him in the front of, in middle of Guru Puja, when there was a Guru Puja going on, you know, he asked, oh, what happened to your leg? Oh, I have this medicine, you use this medicine, take this medicine. And then it seems for the next 1 month he was after him just to find out whether are you okay or not. Somebody sick, he would give him something. So Prabhupada would, you know, be concerned. If it was only on the bodily platform, if it is not supposed to be there, then you would not have preached like this. You would, you know, his personal interactions, he always dealt with his disciples like that. Right? So there has to be a balance. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, it is mentioned that one should always discuss about what Srila Prabhupada has given us. At the same time, one should also discuss about who is Srila Prabhupada, or what Srila Prabhupada, about Srila Prabhupada. You know, so a presentation is not complete till we speak about what Prabhupada has given us and what he has gone through. How much he has gone through just to give us this priceless literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. At the age of 1959, he was almost 60 years old, 65 years old. He took a Vanaprastha. You know, how much struggle he had to undergo. So it is mentioned that, you know, one of the disciples of Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, his disciple, Bhakti Madhav Maharaj, he is mentioning that, you know, Srila Prabhupada traveled from Vrindavan to Delhi to get a donation because somebody is paying one, Dr. Bipin. He was giving him some donation for his Back to Godhead magazines. So Prabhupada traveled from Vrindavan to Delhi. Now imagine during that time, now traveling from Vrindavan to Delhi was not easy. There may be like, you know, aisa aajkal lal dabba rehta na, waisa us samay rahega aise kuch, you know, going to from Vrindavan to Delhi. We would not have any Volvo buses or trains going from there. You may have to travel such a long distance just so that, you know, because that person is giving him every time some donation for his printing. So Bhakti Madhav Maharaj, he saw one Srila Prabhupada was standing in front of somebody's house. And he asked him, Prabhupada, what is it? Why are you standing? He said, no, this person has promised me to give 5 rupees. So then he went on his cycle somewhere and he came back again. And it's mentioned that, you know, he was still there waiting for. Said, Swamiji, why are you waiting here? He said, no, this person has not yet come back. I'm waiting for him. That means since morning till evening he was waiting for that 5 rupees. Because he has promised him to give that 5 rupees. She said, Prabhupada, do one thing. Come to my house. You know. And he got him to his house. And that time Prabhupada asked him, he said, will you give me 5 rupees? Then I'll come. You know, such an emotional thing. You know, will you give me 5 rupees? Can you imagine in what way he might have asked him? Will you give me 5 rupees? And then he says, come, I'll give you. And Prabhupada had torn clothes. And he said that I told him to take a bath and wear fresh clothes. I gave him new set of clothes. And said, Prabhupada, you know, instead of 5 rupees, I'm giving you 10 rupees. Take this 10 rupees. He says, will you give me every month? Will you give me every month? He says, yes, Prabhupada. Is there anything else I can do for you? Well, no. I have a mission. I have to go to the West. I'm preparing for that mission. One Sheshashai Brahmachari, who is a disciple of Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj, he says when he was there in that mud for some time, he would see Prabhupada like, you know, completely engrossed in chanting Harinam and writing the literatures, you know. And he's saying that, you know, taking so many the commentaries of the other Goswamis. And he says, what is this, Prabhupada? What are you doing? He says, my Guru Maharaj has given me a mission to go to the West and preach this philosophy. So I am preparing for this. And there is the place where he actually took sannyas from Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj. And in the initial stages, from 1959 onwards, you know, he was staying in some places, here, there, like, you know. And Sheshashai Maharaj says that later on he moved to Vamshi Gopal Temple. And from Vamshi Gopal Temple, then later on he moved to Radha Damodar Temple in 1962. July of 1962, he moved to Radha Damodar Temple. Otherwise, till that time, he was there. But all throughout, he was all the time meditating on this. What should I do? What should I write? You know? So, one Nirmal Chandra Goswami, who is the son of Gorachan Goswami, who is a mahant of Radha Damodar Temple, he said that when Srila Prabhupada shifted here, moved to this Radha Damodar Mandir, he has a small boy. He was only 10, 11, 12 years old. He would see Prabhupada, you know, chanting, Prabhupada sitting in the veranda and giving some prasad to some boys and preaching to some people, whoever is coming there. And other times he would be just chanting and he'll have tears in his eyes, not shown outside. But his father, Gorachan Goswami, since Prabhupada, when he was walking, he just came to this samadhi of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the courtyard of the Radha Damodar Temple. And there he said that, you know, I have got instruction by my spiritual master. Not an instruction, I am also getting guidance and empowerment also. And I know that this will be successful because this has been ordained by my spiritual master and he has given this empowerment. And Gorachan Goswami says that is bound to be true because he is speaking in front of the samadhi of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And to conclude it, I'll just speak about this. When Gopal Chandra Goswami, Gopal Chandra Ghosh, who is the, you know, Vrindavan Research Institute, he is heading that. At that time, I don't know now. But he mentions very nice things. He said that, you know, I would go regularly to meet him. And when he was in Radha Damodar Temple, I would see him many times, you know, like in deep meditation, chanting the holy names. And then, you know, tears from his eyes. And he says, one day he was having fever. So I asked him, he said, Swami Maharaj, do you want anything? He says, no, I'm okay. I'm perfectly all right. I'll be all right. I'll take some medicinal herbs and, you know, I'll be okay. And the next day he was all right. He says, how are you, Swamiji? He says, I'm okay. I'm fine. And he said, how is that? You're all right now. He says, my spiritual master, Prabhupada, came in my dream yesterday night. And he encouraged me. He said, you should do like what Srinivas Acharya, Vrindavan Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, Narottama Thakur have done. You should do like that. And he said, you should write books. and the six Goswamis will help you. So he's telling Gopalchandra Ghosh that, you know, I'm encouraged now because my spiritual master's come in my dream and he's telling me to write books. And he says, six Goswamis will help me. And one day, you know, every time you would find him, you know, in tears, he's asking him. He says, Prabhupada, please tell me, Swamiji. He's like, you are hiding something from me. You tell me something you may be experiencing. Tell me what. And Prabhupada always just, you know, avoid that. He would not speak about it. He would just, you know, speak about something else. But one day it seems he said that yesterday night, you know, three personalities came in front of me. He was all the time chanting in front of Prabhupada's Rupa Goswami Samadhi. He said, yesterday three personalities came. And very effulgent personalities. One was wearing a coping, had having the Tulsi Mala around his neck and chanting the Tulsi Mala beads. Very effulgent. Eyes were like lotus flower and smiling at me. Behind him was an older person, a little taller. And just behind him was a young person. He says, all these personalities were standing in front of me and they were inspiring me that you write the books and we are here to empower you. He says, who are these personalities? Srila Prabhupada said, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami. So they were there. So Srila Prabhupada said that they gave me instruction and Prabhupada also has given me that instruction. So now I am excited to write the, you know, purpose to the Srimad Bhagavatam. That time he was writing the first, you know, the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, giving the purpose to the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then finally, in 1964, on the Janmashtami day, 31st August, you know, Srila Prabhupada invited prominent dignitaries, out of which one was the governor of UP, Vishwanath Das. He was a Bengali, by the way. So Prabhupada called him for that. And that was the inauguration. The volumes, two volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam was inaugurated on that day. And he invited so many monks, so many prominent personalities and his, you know, in that particular assembly, he spoke about this particular, you know, his mission. He said, now that these books are being printed, now this will illumine so many the Westerners, so many foreign, you know, people. And they will take to this process of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. They will take to this process. They'll perfect their lives. And he said, my desire is that I want to preach Harinam and I want to, you know, preach this philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam to the West. You know? And then he asked him, he said, can I get one copy of this? So he is telling Gopalchandra Ghosh, he says, this is hard English, you cannot understand that. But in the future, you know, my books will be translated to Hindi and other languages and that time I will give you. You know, and in another place, same time, he says, you know, that he just approached Gopalchandra Goswami and others, at that time Ghosh and others. He says, please bless that the Srimad Bhagavatam goes to the West and, you know, changes the hearts of the people over there. And the way he said it seems, all the people who were assembled gave their heartfelt blessings. Gave their heartfelt blessings, you know, to this literature. But then later on he said, after they gave heart blessing, he says, but the issue is that somebody has to take this to the West. So you please bless me that I can take this literature to the West and I can fulfill the dream what my spiritual master wanted. You know? And that time they were all completely aghast by the humility of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada has, you know, so many things to speak about it. And Srila Prabhupada's so many hours and hours, like Leelamrit mentions that, you know, that while he was staying in Radha Damodar temple, that he would go outside, buy his own things to cook. He would never take any prasad from Radha Damodar temple also. He would cook his own. Sometimes he would take some. But otherwise, he would all the time be just, you know, meditating on what should be written. What I can give to the people, his purpose. Thinking over it, meditating on it. That's why if you find the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam has elaborate purpose. And whatever needs, once His Grace Bhavana Prabhu was mentioning that whatever you need to know from Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is in the first canto. If you read the first canto, then everything you will understand. Everything he gave. Because he did not know how many years he is going to live, nothing he knew. Somebody asked him also, he said, Prabhupada, what about other books? He says, I am going to do that. If I give to my Western disciples all the books at one time, they will get confused. They will not be able to take it. I'll be doing it, but slowly and slowly. He says, then I'll give them Gopal Champu, I'll give them this, you know. In fact, Prabhupada said, my second part of the mission is to establish Varnashram Dharma. He wanted to translate so many literatures. But, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is one literature. As we all know, it's Amal Puran, and Srila Prabhupada has given this purpose till the fag end of his life. When he was about to leave his body also, he was just translating, giving the purpose to the 10th canto, 14th chapter. You know? Means you can imagine how important Srimad Bhagavatam purports were. For whom? For all of us. That's why once His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj told us, he said that if at all, if you say, I love Prabhupada, that means reciprocate him by reading the books. Not only Jai Prabhupada, but just, you know, only understand that, you know, I am talking for myself. I really feel that I have wasted a lot of years not taking shelter of this. But because I am speaking in front of you on this particular day, you know, I am committed to reading now, because I started reading and I am trying to understand that how much Srila Prabhupada has given us. At the age of 65, 70, when people want to have comfort in their life, doesn't want to go anywhere, and that comfort stay of Vrindavan, living that, going to Bombay, requesting Sumati Apni Murarji to give a ticket, not a flight ticket also, ticket on a cargo ship, having two heart attacks, going there to Bowery, and says, I don't know whether I should look left or right. What does it mean? That means nobody is there to receive him. 70 years old when he went there. 70 year old man. You know? As Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj there said, you cannot understand what Srila Prabhupada went there till you are 70 years old. Now we say, okay, it may be all theory for us. But you know, 70 plus when you become, then you understand what it is. You know, so this is what Srila Prabhupada has given all of us. And we only pray that we do justice to what he has given to us in the form of these precious literatures of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita or this Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada. Any comments by anyone? Any questions? Whatever, because we have 5 minutes more here. Thank you for your patient listening. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shabbat Shalom.